we'd like to get a big crowd again. We had a massive crowd at our last meeting, and we'd like to get another crowd at our meeting tonight. You know, and really the meeting's really given an opportunity to the public representatives that's already met with the minister to come back and inform us what they've been heard, what they've heard since. Now we're hoping, we've had confirmation that Piers Doherty and Patrick Gallagher, Charlie Ward will be there, and they'll be joined with Senator Eileen Flynn, Senator Manus Boyle and Senator Nessa Cosgrove. And then along with that, there'll be a number of local councillors and councillors from around the county. You know, so as we just want to inform the teachers and the people around Donegal Town what's been happening since. There's been very little contact with the minister, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and we just want to inform people what the situation is at the minute and what's going on. You know,
presumably those TDs who have indicated that they will attend tonight's meeting will be under a considerable amount of pressure to produce some information or clarity answers from the education minister as to what she's going to do about it and if she's going to do anything at all.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's great to have the politicians there with us tonight, but unfortunately, we're waiting to what we need to hear is from the minister herself. You know, the minister herself has been very quiet on it. We've heard from her staff and people who work in the Department of Education, but we haven't heard much from the minister herself. So, we're hoping that before tonight, she'll make contact with us and she'll set us things a bit clearer, and hopefully, you know, she'll move forward, and we can get this. We're still hoping that we can get this whole thing changed, like, you know. So we're just waiting on the minister now to come back to us, and we're still hopeful that she will.
The clock is very much ticking, though, isn't it, Councillor Brogan? We're talking weeks here.
Of course it is. You know, but this is symptomatic of what's going on around when you have government services leaving, like at Donegal Town. We've seen this all over the country, where services have got to leave the smaller towns and head to big towns like Letterkenny, like, you know, which have plenty of services already. And, you know, things like that in Donegal Town is very important. Like, well, fixed jobs might be important later again. It's very, very important in Donegal Town. Like, and we would like to see Donegal Town growing, you know. And, you know, recently there was a Donegal Town Development Council set up. You know, that's a group of sort of local people, you know, different interests and different expertise, you know, and their plan was to set up a group that bring Donegal Town forward, you know. And we have people with expertise in sort of sports and arts and culture and business, and people, you know, would be concentrate on the infrastructure side. So what we're trying to do is build Donegal Town up, like, you know, and this is just a step in the wrong direction, we feel, anyway, like, you know, to be taking government services, very important services, away from Donegal Town.